Hello everyone, welcome to this update for Dough for the Dream. Another quick update, I just want to give you some information and new stuff that might help you here. An update about small businesses. You know, in this economy, on the media, we hear a lot about bank failures, lost jobs, business troubles, more about the big stuff, Wall Street, banks, whatever. But the media doesn't discuss small businesses too much. You know, often people say, hey, how does small businesses, how do they report? How do they play into the mix? What are the latest stats on small business here in America in this economy? Well, you know, the Small Business Administration, the SBA, has probably the best stats on that, although the one problem is they're lagged. So you'll probably get some good stats on it, but it might be a few months, 9 to 12 months old. But, you know, typically they're accurate. They talk a lot about startup businesses and how they relate to defaults, failures, and things like that. The Small Business Administration shows that 2/3 of new employer establishments survive at least 2 years. So two-thirds of new businesses survive at least 2 years. And 44% survive at least 4 years. That's pretty good. That's a big difference from the previous long-held belief that 50% of businesses fail in the first year and 95% fail within 5 years. So, you know, that's an optimistic thing. 2/3 survive at least 2 years, 66%. 44% at least 4 years. That's pretty good. That's some good news, even in this economy. And even with the lag of statistics that the SBA has, that's still a good number, because, you know, you look back a year, we're still in right in the middle of 2009, and that's not a great time to be in business, but this shows that some people are still able to survive. You know, that's basically a 50-50 chance of surviving for 5 years or more, as a general rule of thumb. You know, I see over the years, during very good economic times and very tough times, I've seen businesses fail for all kinds of reasons. You know, I'll name a few, but, you know, one thing that probably doesn't happen that often, but that always sticks out in my mind, is business owners take out a lot of money for themselves for personal use. And in other words, you know, they'll pull out a large amount of money for their house payment, for their car payment, and basically what that amounts to is living beyond your means on the personal side, and then the business has to pay for it. And if the business is it profitable or mature enough, it can't support it, and then the business fails. That probably doesn't happen as much as some of the other stuff, but anecdotally, that's what I see. One thing I often see, and it is true, and banks try to help them, but then again, sometimes banks' policies limit this. But startups do not usually start with enough working capital. A variety of reasons why, but, you know, often someone wants to start a business, and maybe it's a franchise, say, or maybe it's some other thing, and they get an estimate on different things: how much for this equipment, how much to lease it, how much for this, that, and the other thing. And they add that all up, and, you know, maybe they'll say, okay, we need like $20,000 for working capital and payroll. Usually that working capital number, or that financial cushion, that reserve, the cash reserve, is less than is needed. I'll say that again. Usually the working capital, the financial cushion, the cash reserve, whatever you want to call it, it's kind of all the sort of same thing, is usually grossly underestimated. Now, you know, I'm all for being optimistic. I'm all for being, you know, shooting for the stars and going for the best scenario. But, you know, first of all, very few of us could have estimated what the past couple of years would have been like. It would have been very tough to plan for this economy. Things were often worse than many people's worst-case scenarios. I've seen it over and over. Someone made a worst-case scenario that was very conservative, but this economy took them lower than that. So when you start out with a business, or when you're working with someone who is, plan for more working capital. You got to have, you know, to take what you expect you need and add the 3 to 6 months more cash reserves. And I say cash reserves, 3 to 6 months, I mean 3 to 6 months operating expenses. So that means maybe if you're saving up to start a business, save up a little bit more. Or you're borrowing money from a bank or from a friend or wherever you're borrowing the money, borrow a little bit more. Now, I hate to see anyone get into more debt and have a bigger loan payment, but if you keep these funds in reserves and you spend them only if you need to spend them, then you know you can use them as soon as you get into the clear to pay down the loan or just for loan payments or whatever. So it's a good alternative. You know, keep the funds in a separate checking account or something. Just park it there in case you need it. And then after 1, 2, or 3 years, when you feel secure, when sales are going and profits are going, you can just throw the money back into the pay off the loan, or just pay off, you know, use it for some couple months worth of loan payments or whatever. So that's one of the biggest things. The other thing is business owners fail to handle the financial aspects well. And what I mean by that is the general bookkeeping, the accounting practices, the record keeping, that sort of thing. It's, you know, especially someone that's a good craftsman, a good artist, or a healthcare provider, someone that's not necessarily financially oriented, and quite honestly, some people that are, do not keep good records, do not keep good financials, checkbooks, whatever you, all kinds of things, and they kind of shortcut some things, and they don't like to put the time and effort into it, and it reflects later on with when they taxes, when they go for another bank loan or a line of credit, and there's things that they miss. They pay more in taxes, they make more mistakes, they don't get to use tax breaks, and there are other meaning of leverages, there are other tools of leverage that they could use, but they don't. You know, and when they use a CPA or an outside bookkeeper, when they outsource the financials, make sure that you hire a trusted professional. You know, there's some bookkeepers and some CPAs that frankly aren't worth that much. So try to get a good recommendation, try to interview them, try to get someone that's proven themselves. And I would always suggest that you hire a professional bookkeeper, an accountant, or tax prep advisor to prepare your taxes, no matter what, whether you're doing the books or they're doing it. You know, your time is better spent running the business, marketing the business, doing your creative stuff, marketing, or, you know, running the business is more important than you spending all this time on the books. And you're going to benefit when you apply for a loan next time. You're going to benefit in your taxes. It's going to save you thousands of dollars. I believe that. It's going to help you prepare down the road if you ever want to give the business to your children, sell the business, you want to retire, whatever. It's a short-term advantage. It's a long-term advantage. So there's some thoughts, some quick things. It's a quick one today, but again, try to increase that working capital when you open up the business. Try to get that cushion there, the just-in-case money, the reserves. Keep your financials in order. You can, if you're not doing that now, even your existing guy, girl in the business, turn it around and keep good records. Use QuickBooks, use Peachtree, use Quicken. I highly suggest those things, and you can email those back and forth to your accountant. Use an accountant, use a CPA that someone referred you to, or meet them at a networking meeting, or interview them. they're hungry for business just like anyone else, but go in the office, spend an hour with them and talk with them and ask lots of questions and see what kind of people they've worked with before. Do they have clients like you already? See if you can talk with those clients as well, with their permission. I wish you the best, and as always, looking for the positive things that can help you in business, looking for the good news out there, and looking for tools and strategies to make entrepreneurs succeed better. Thank you.